Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplified.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
I am so thrilled to have Dr. Pat Bellone on the show today from Health Network and many ventures. Dr. Pat, you are an expert in helping people be the best selves, if you will. And I know that's a very small way of phrasing everything that you do. But I want to talk about your backstory because I was really intrigued when I was looking at your website and I saw you had retired and then you realized that there was this whole other thing that you are called to serve people for and to help people with.
Yeah, you know, when I retired, I always wanted to live in a big city. And I didn't really retire. I sold my business and I was going to go on a trip around the world, and which I never ended up doing.
Oh.
And, you know, it's like, bummer. And because I was going to start going to South America. And at that point in time, it was safe to go to Venezuela. I mean, I knew a chiropractor there that said, come, you can work in my office, you know. Oh. And I had a lot of those invites straight across, but I went skiing. And as the universe has it, they had something else in mind for me. And I got nailed by a snowboarder.
Cool.
And I ended up, you know, like breaking, you know, a meniscus, tearing a ligament, Cool. Spraining my neck, my shoulder. I mean, it was, you know, it went from being very mobile to like not being in a good place at all. And for like maybe like 5 years. I mean, it was significant. I can just remember getting into, I was with a boyfriend at the time and he had a 2-seater Jaguar. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm never going to get out of this car. I'm going to have to live here. My dad changed my trajectory. And it was interesting because that's when I was like living in Boston. And that's when I started seeing some of the big changes at that time. And then I returned back to Boston again. And I saw the same thing, but I saw it very differently. As when I left my office and I sold it, I was rather burnt out, you know, from being on Cape Cod. And, you know, I worked from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night with like a 2-hour break. And I got really tired of, I always felt like somebody was taking something from me and I wasn't getting anything back anymore. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't fun. My rule always was to do good, have fun and thrive, you know, and if it's not fun, don't do it. Then you have to figure out how to change your life and do something different. So that's how I ended up in Boston. And that's where I ended up with my second renovation with that and decided to write the book, Why Are You So Fat and Tired? Because I lived downtown Boston, right near the financial district. And there's a park there called Post Office Square. And I used to go out at lunchtime and go just walk there and just get a coffee or like soda water, something like that. And I would watch people. And I was thinking, wow, there's so many people there at home. They're just like right side, left side, not connected. So that was one of the pieces that made me start asking people questions. You know, so it's like, are you okay? Do you look stressed? You know, are you sure you're okay? Because you're looking like, you know, like they're starstruck. But it was an interesting time. And it also made me realize I had this pristine life on Cape Cod where you have ocean breezes, blue skies, beaches, you know, and being in the city. And I loved the energy of being in the city, but I didn't like the toxic element of it.
I love the name of your book, first of all. But why, what were the reasons that you found that people were sick, fat, and tired?
Well, I always knew people were sick and they didn't know it because people have symptoms and they ignore them. So I call those Grim Reaper syndrome.
Oh.
You know, because we pay attention to them. We're going, oh, or you ask your friend and or your mother, you know, or somebody and you're thinking, oh, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm not digesting food like I used to. I like can't eat peppers anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, that happens when you're 40. Or else they'll say, oh, yeah, I had that too. You know, it passes. And all of a sudden you realize you're 45 and nothing's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't happen a lot of the same issues. So, and I also realized that, you know, in naming the book, Why Are You Sick, Fat, and Tired, is that a lot of people didn't know why they were sick. They knew that they were tired and they could tell that they were fat by looking in the mirror, you know, or they keep on buying Spando pants. My one mentor in chiropractic always said, never wear those. And he said, because you will grow into them.
Ooh, okay.
You know, because you don't feel the tightness. Because if you felt the tightness, you would cut back on it. You would say, like, oh, my God, these are really tight now. And then you would do something different. You know, you drink more water. You go out, you know, and exercise more frequently, you know, and just be more conscious of it. When you're conscious of it, then your body goes, oh, wait. You know, the primitive brain and the mammalian brain go, well, wait, we're not supposed to do that. Yeah, but then, you know, and then you have more control of your, in command of your thoughts. If you have command of your thoughts, then you have command of your body.
So what does it look like? How do you turn all this observation and all this study and inquiry and inquisitiveness that you had into a book and then into a practice? Because now you are a high performance mastery mentor, coach, functional medicine doctor. So you weave in all of these different elements that I think a lot of people don't always put together, although it makes a lot of sense why you would.
Well, the book I've always done, and I also practice what I preach, and I look for solutions. Like, you know, I'm just like, I'm kind of on the road right now. And so I bought a flat of water and I just cringe. I'm going, I know why I drink plastic, you know, and so this morning I said I didn't want to spend like tons of money and don't have a lot of space when I'm on the road in my car. So I wanted to get the right size pitcher because my new thing that I'm really like irritated about is tap water and why people shouldn't drink tap water and or the plastic water. You have to have a source that can get rid of the plastics and get rid of the toxic chemicals that are in water. And atrazine is a toxic chemical that you shouldn't drink water. One of the big reasons when frogs are exposed to atrazine, when they reproduce, they become hermaphrodites.
Oh.
And it definitely targets and affects the sexual organs. And it's a chemical and that is, you know, that they use them for like pesticides and gardening type things and farming, you know, and when it gets into the water supply, it isn't like you have one exposure. That's when you have, you know, like it's accumulatory. So, you know, it made me think to all those years that we started seeing people having fertility problems.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could figure out why. They just said, oh, it's like your gene pool. What happened to your genes? Right? So, you know, at any rate, but I've always practiced what I preached. And I'm always looking for solutions. So that's why, you know, if someone tells me they want to go do X, Y, and Z, then what I will do is I will go do the X, I'll do the research for the X, Y, and Z, what makes the most sense. I'm very solution driven and I love to solve problems. I love to solve puzzles. Then what I do with them is I make sense of them and then I do it with, so the outcome for you can be safer, quicker, and with simpler solutions. And so it's a concept. And I also, because I do, what I do is so individualistic. There's basic stuff. Because when I talk about diet, I talk about a certain aspect of diet or exercise and sleep. But then you have to adapt that to the person, you know, like, you know, what their diet's like, what their specific issue is in order to get past that.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So that's one of that big piece of that puzzle that is very individual. When I do consulting in corporate, for instance, I don't ever go in there and say, like, hey, here's the program. It's like, here's what the program looks like. Tell me what your result is. We first have to assess who are your employees and where their level of health is. Because if you want to improve productivity and you get that high performance and get it consistently, you got to know where the weak links are. You know, and if you know where the weak links are, then you can take them and you can, like, you can adjust them. You can foster them. And you can do other things that are more supportive. Then you can create the community around it and create, like, you know, what's missing? What are the pieces missing in this environment that could make it even more productive for somebody? And when people are productive, they like their work. They also are nice, and, you know, and they're very supportive, you know. And it's just like, it's that thing that, you know, IBM always said about, like, they found that they, when they wanted to go back into work, it's when the pandemic started to happen. And they had to cancel that idea because they found that people did better in the job experience than they did it at home. A lot of that came about too, is just that because they, you know, they would congregate around the water cooler and then they would, like, blah, 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 you know, and it says, oh, what about this? You know, what about this? So that brainstorming around the water cooler, they found, like, they were, people were a lot more productive with that.
Yeah.
So it's just like assessing it. I recently assessed a gentleman's company down in Mississippi, and he's had a lot of different bids for it. And I was thankful that he decided to do something with me. And I just said to him, we have to find out what's going on. We got to find out where your bottom line is in your company with the people who are there. And then you can make and change to make recommendations for changes, you know, in an area, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, social, and perhaps even financial. Because one of my suggestions was, it's like, if you're going to make such millions of dollars on this project, if that goes the way it's supposed to go, I said, how much are you giving back to your employees? And it's just like, those employees should like me. I was just glad to see this person was, like, really open to it and to open to that kind of change. Because a lot of times we get so, like, in our own box that we don't realize there's another solution outside. And a lot of our solutions are outside our box.
Wow.
Because we keep on going, why? And because that's the definition of the insanity, right? According to Einstein, you keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. You're thinking, why are things not any different? Right?
Yeah.
But I love that level of creativity. Because that's why I always, you know, for me, I said, I want to go back to school as an adult. And I want to go to a Montessori school for adults.
So, yeah. Well, it sounds like you've created that for yourself.
Right. So this is, like, that's the piece that I always say, that's my Montessori school experience, because then you can, you know, be as creative as you want to be. And, you know, you can make changes that are so impactful that you're even saving lives.
This makes me think about, because I teach grad school, and it makes me think about the students and how each one of them has their own experience, their own isms, their own thing going on in their personal lives, their work lives that are affecting how they do and how they perform and how they show up in classes. Mm-hmm. And so if it's that's the way they're showing up in classes, it's also the same way that people are showing up in other parts of their lives. So I really love the fact that you are so in tune with making sure that you're providing a solution for each individual. Because we can't treat people cookie cutter. And do you see that this is something that people are really gravitating towards more, and that this is the future, that everything is more personalized? It's not just about, okay, at this age you do Y, then you start thinking about this other thing, but that, no, you really have to look at, meet people where they're at and help them fine tune each area of their life.
But I used to tell people, there's a little kid one day that was in my office, and his mother left him in my waiting room. And I had this very expensive picture of the Moulin Rouge. It was an original painting. And this little kid, all of a sudden, this guy said, got up, stood on the chair and looked at it and went bang, you know, and it went flying across the room. And so I went out in my waiting room, and I heard the crash, and I went, what happened? And this little kid's sitting there, and I said, how did that happen? And he said, I wanted to see the windmill on the Moulin Rouge move, you know? And I just went, and I go, did it move? And he said, yes. He goes right off the wall. You know, and I said to him, you know, if you want to knock off your mother's paintings in her house, I said, you can go ahead and do that, but you can't do that in my office. I said, come on with me. You know, and I got him in the room. I just told this woman, I said, I'll let you know how much it costs to reframe the picture. But he said, I told him, I said, you sit in that chair and don't move, all right? And he said, all right, Dr. Pat. You know, but his mother said, you know, I thought this kid's going to hate me the rest of his life. She said, every time they drove by my office, he always said, that's Dr. Pat's house. And I said, I go, it's interesting. So that's when I said, kids need boundaries. And also, you know, this is like when people came to my office, you know, no one ever called me. Like some people just called me Pat. Some people called me. I didn't care what they called me as long as it was nice. And, you know, it's just like, you know, what do you want to work on today? Because what you might want to work on today, this might not be the same thing you want to work on tomorrow. Yeah. So it was such a fun experience to be able to have people like come in, you know, and it's just like if they got dressed up in a doctor's shorts and I was teaching them exercise and I wore nice clothes, I got up and I put my doctor's shorts on that they put on. We looked like twins. You know, we always took, you know, pictures of that. And people always felt very comfortable. In my office. And I like to be that gracious. And I like to have that, you know, it's like, if you don't feel like going home, I had some guy come in during the holidays. And he goes, oh, Dr. Pat, I'm so glad you're open. And then he goes, is it okay if I sit here and read the newspaper? And I said, sure. You know, and do you want some water? And he said, no. He goes, it's fine. I said, what's going on? And he said, my wife's family's at the house. So I decided I'd go out for breakfast and extend it. And because there was a place for breakfast right next to my office. And he said, so is it okay if I hang out here for maybe a couple hours? And I went, you can do whatever you want. You know, and then so he brought me flowers the next time we drove by. You know, thanks a lot for the, you know, refuge. I go, it's perfectly fine. I just thought, I mean, I was very blessed to have really just a very easygoing practice like that. And then I moved to Boston and I loved being in Boston. I modeled, I learned facial exercises, which I'm now teaching as a course. I call it right now for the 15-minute Hollywood facelift, but it's a facial fitness course that, you know, of 18 exercises changes your face, especially if you're on camera.
Really? Wow.
You know, and, you know, people, a lot of times, you know, if I have makeup on and my hair is done, I don't have a bad haircut, people can guess me usually at my early 50s. But I'm 70, I'm in my 70th sun cycle. And I've been doing them. You know, I wasn't consistent with them at all because I stopped modeling. And then I moved back to school. That will ruin your face immediately. And studied like 8 hours a day. And then, you know, it's just like when I got back to them, I was in Florida last year and I looked into a really horrible mirror. Because, you know, the mirrors are different. You know, like there's mirrors that make you look skinny and mirrors that make you look fat, you know, and the such, and the ones that make you look really old. And those are the ones that are in Florida. So, you know, I looked in the mirror, I said, like, what the heck happened? It was like an oh my God moment, you know? And so I went back and I created a pilot and invited, like, had like six people in that pilot. And some people qualified for being in it and other people didn't. But I had an 81-year-old woman who was consistent with everything that we did. And the cool thing about it was is that when she got done, her head posture was better. She had a sharp jawline. She looked really, really good in 9.5 weeks. You know, because you think about, like, you know, what you do, like, and how you improve someone's, you know, how they feel about themselves, that can change everything, right? And so then, you know, it's just like, I saw her, she was gone. I saw her in January on one of my workshops and she looked like she was 57 years old. I didn't recognize her.
Wow.
My mouth was like, wow. But it was so great to see. And she, it's just like, I was just so amazed. And so she just said, I go, I feel like she can do it. You can do it. And you know, and that piece of the puzzle. So it's like, you know, health is more, it's not just like your gut or just because you said before, there's like a lot of things that I do. And that piece, it's, you have to be able to put those pieces of the puzzle together. And for some people, they might not need a facial piece, but they would need a gut piece because the gut face and gut brain connection is huge. And that people wear their emotions on their face. So, there's another part.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So I have a couple questions around that. One is, how did you figure out how to brand your services and what you do in a cohesive way that would bring the right people in? And then what's the process like when you work with somebody? Because it sounds like you work with individuals, you work with organizations, mm-hmm. you do workshops, seminars. There are a lot of touch points for how you can work with people. But when you somebody come in and do an assessment, and then you kind of look at it and say, ah, I think these are the areas, and then you come to an agreement?
Well, one of the pieces that, you know, of the puzzle that, you know, for branding purposes for the facelift, we couldn't come up with a good name. You know, it's the 15-minute Hollywood facelift without surgery. Right now, it's going to keep that title. But I really wanted to make it for people who are like, you know, who are on podcasts, who are on stage. Mm-hmm. Live or virtual, people in the boardroom, someone who has to be at work and always look nice. You always have to be like, you know, like chic and on it, you know, and like very put together. It's like for like that kind of people, because this doesn't take, it takes 15 minutes to learn how to do these exercises. Awesome. You know, it takes 9.5, 10 weeks to learn them, because I teach them so that when you learn the next set, and if you do them, then you can incorporate them in your morning routine, mm-hmm. that when you're finished and you get used to them, probably a month after really the class is done, then you can see, you can look at the clock. The other day I did them in like 13 minutes, all of them. And I still bring, even after all these years, I still bring in my sheet, because I want to make sure that when I'm teaching it the same way that I originally learned it, because they're done in a sequence, and that sequence is important. Because there's some exercises, there are 2 or 3 exercises for the forehead, and they're like underneath the chin. There's like 4 or 5 of them. So when you, you know, it's just like, it, and they're done in a certain sequence because you don't want to over-exercise the muscle. So I teach that in, and I brand it so that, you know, without surgery. Then, you know, on the corporate and, you know, like the coaching one-to-one, you know, I look at people and it's like, you know, you're an individual. So all of those people, including the facelift people, ended up taking the same assessment. Even. So they take an assessment for the preliminary, they take the assessment for the gut, because you need to know how healthy your gut is. Mm-hmm. And they take an assessment for to know how many toxins they have exposure to. And so if you can take and mitigate the toxins and make sure and get that fixed, but you fix that first by fixing the gut. And so it's that, you know, in branding that piece of it, like, you know, there's, you know, what I teach is that, you know, I'm able to offer saving your life with superior wellness initiatives and with my mastery. Because if you don't have a, you know, if your self-talk keeps on sabotaging you, you're never going to lose weight.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to stay on your diet. And we lie to ourselves all the time. Well, I mean, people say, like, when they're doing affirmations, like, I am healthy and I am active. And again, you know, either you're like our unconscious says, liar, you're a fat little pig, because last week you didn't work out one day out of the whole week and you ate pizza, you know, so that's not healthy. But if you say something like, you know, I teach my clients lofty expressions and lofty phrases, because lofty phrases tells that same like unconsciousness that, like, why am I so healthy?
Oh, you know? Okay.
And it's just like, you know, what do I do? It's just like, so it's a reframing of that, of an affirmation. And then your body's going, wait a minute, she's telling me about this. I've got to figure out, yes, you know, when I walk, I feel really good.
Mm.
And so you'll start to have that, like, psychometry happen where you're thinking, you know, you look at the clock and you'll say, like, I've got to go walk, you know, and you'll start doing more healthier things. Like, even if it's like, you know, taking a good 10 of water, you know, and drink and making sure that you have enough water so that you're hydrated, because your whole body needs hydration for all the pillars of health, which there's 5 of them. But and looking at which one's your weakest link, you know, you want to make also sure that, you know, on the weakest link part, you want to know what your strongest links are also, because you want to know, I always want to know with you, if we did this assessment, I'd want to know what do you got going for you and where we got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I love that reframing of, why am I so healthy? Why am I so financially fit? Why am I so, because a lot of people talk about manifestation, right? But you have to have action behind it. And so I feel like those words train you to think about the actions you're taking, just like you said with the example that you gave of, oh, I enjoy walking. Now I need to go walk. And earlier, you also mentioned that we put ourselves in a box and we don't pay attention to ourselves and what's really going on with our bodies. Right. And when that happened, I had that happen at the end of last year. I was getting sick every month where I was having to miss a few days of work. And I realized part of it was stress from feeling like I wasn't doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I needed to step back and figure out my health, make sure I was sleeping, make sure I was drinking enough water, that I was taking care of myself, even if that meant that I might have to not make as much money for a little while. But mm-hmm. I needed to like course correct, because if you don't have your health, you can't have anything else.
Well, you know, the first step in going up to the ladder of success, you know, is the first step is mindset and health. Some people put them on different steps, but, you know, people, you know, and I've been doing a big survey in LinkedIn with people that I ask, people who I connect with, what do you think is more important, mindset or health? You know, are they both important? Or, you know, and I have had so many different answers, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there that put mindset before health. And, you know, because they think like, you know, then you could, it's like I'm saying, like, you have to have the mindset in place so that you can, you know, like do the things that you need to do for nutrition. I just think that they're so intertwined and like they're remind me of a ball of yarn.
Yeah.
You know, like when it's just like it's all over the place. And that the whole yarn is the whole piece. But that whole first step is the mindset mastery and the superior wellness initiatives and, you know, in that health aspect, because you have to be able to sustain pieces of the puzzle. And when you can't, it's like you start getting sick, or you're finding, you know, it's just like you're not sleeping, or you're waking up and looking at the clock one too many times at night.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but the biggest mistake people can do is like take a drug that makes them sleep, because a lot of those make you wake up groggy, you know, and then you've got all this brain fog that you have to deal with. You know, so there's a whole piece of like of that. And like in all disease processes, generally speaking, all have the one thing in common, and that's inflammation. So when you're looking at somebody, when I'm looking at somebody, like, where's your weakest link? Where's the inflammation? You know, sometimes you really have to go, the buzzword in 2024 is going upstream. Last year, it was the root cause. This year is, you know, like going upstream. And you got to, sometimes you got to go really far upstream. And sometimes it's an emotional component to it. So if you can go back and learn where that emotional component happened, because every time similar situations come up, this is in the mammalian brain, your body will react exactly the same way, you know? And so you want to stop that cycle. So there's a really great technique that I learned quite many years ago. This is the only mentor I have left that is alive from my chiropractic days. And so, but he taught us this technique, and I always thought it was so great, because, you know, sometimes you open Pandora's box and you're thinking, whoa, I don't know if I had time to deal with all this stuff today. But it was so great to see, like, somebody asked me today what my favorite moment with someone is. And when I'm working with someone, it is always that moment that they have the transformation.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you'll see the light go on and their eyes will go like, oh yeah, I bet you that's the reason why X, Y, and Z happens. Or like, wow, I never thought about that before. You know, what a great solution. And so I love that moment of seeing that, you know, which makes that part of it always worthwhile. Anytime I'm thinking about quitting and retiring, I always have, you know, a new client that has that piece. I'm going, can't quit yet.
Yeah.
You know, because I really love to see people thrive. It makes me happy, you know, and when people are doing well, I want them to do even better.
Yeah.
And
I can tell how much joy it brings you. And I love the fact that it's continuing to bring you joy and continuing to inspire you.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration is big. I'm an instigator. I grew up as an instigator. I was the only girl in the whole 6-block radius when I was growing up. And my mother always said I was such an instigator, you know, but I think instigation makes aspirations turn into inspirations, which turn into implementation. And so, you know, I can remember, you know, selling lemonade and, you know, for like every summer. I don't remember what year I stopped doing it, but I used to make decent money as a 5-year-old kid, you know, at that time, you know, lemonade was only like 5 cents a glass. And so, you know, people thought, well, it's expensive. You know, I said, well, it's very good lemonade. You pay for what you get. But it's, you know, I really like to see people, like, you know, do well. So I ask people, I like to ask people questions. And, you know, I just had a friend who finished walking the Appalachian Trail last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, we were talking about this the other day, and he was coming down. He was going up, but people were coming down. He goes, there's a look when someone's at that end point of walking that there's like nobody home. I said, oh, they must be from Boston. You know, yeah, a lot of people in downtown look like that, you know, and they're all confused. They're supposed to be on the Appalachian Trail, not downtown Boston. And he just said that your mindset changes, you know, it's just like what's important to you at the beginning of the trip, you know, his takeaway was not important at the end, you know. So he said, I went through 2 sleeping bags, 1 heavy, 1 light. And, you know, he said a certain measurement of water weighs 6 pounds. And I said, how do you know it weighed 6 pounds? Because I weighed it. So, because in your pack, and I can remember the first time I ever went to Europe and sitting around a group of people at a youth hostel. And, you know, I have my bag and I'm pulling out this dress. This girl goes, that's so pretty. I said, what size do you wear? And she goes, a medium. I said, you can have it. And it was a very light piece. But when I took that out and picked my bag up again, I felt like I was lifting air. It's your perception. You know, because my perception changed. I got rid of something so that the bag's lighter. So even if it really wasn't any lighter, you know, I had that perception. So my brain said it's lighter, you know, and your brain controls. So in all functions of the body and where the brain goes, the body follows.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think that, I mean, obviously everybody listening, and even people who aren't listening, but might hear about this from a friend, can get so much valuable information and advice from you. So would the best place be to go on your website, look at your products that are available, your workshops that are coming up, how to work with you?
Well, you know, there's a couple ways. On my website, there's a lot of ways that people can reach out. There's a lot of links that you can, you know, make a time with me on the calendar. Mm-hmm. You can even leave me a message off my homepage. There's a microphone on the bottom. You tap on it. You can say, hey, Dr. Pat, hi, how you doing? And so there's that. There's, you know, some, you know, I talk about detoxification a lot. So I think that we live in such a toxic world that people should do not detoxification, but tonification. And how can I make my organs function better than what they are? Because if you know where they're at, then you know what road you got to go down and things that you can do to do that. So people can reach out to me on my website, which is healthteamnetwork.com. People can reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's how you and I found each other, you know, and I'm sure the link will be down there. That's a really great way to reach out to me, you know, and if you're interested in, you know, in the 2 assessments that I always give out, it's complimentary. They're useful tools and they're resources. So you can always kind of get, you know, find out where you're at. Do I have got a glitch going on? And if so, how do I take care of it? You know, sometimes I have conversations with people and I just tell them, I think you're just pretty dehydrated. Why don't you just drink some more water? Like, you know, like a focus on that for the next 2 weeks, put some lemon juice in it. And then just get back with me. Let me know how you're doing. Repeat the test in 2 weeks and their scores will come way down.
Wow.
Just from doing hydration.
Amazing.
So there's something. And look, it's such a simple solution, right? It didn't cost anything.
Right.
For me, it didn't cost anything for them. The piece that I get is like seeing somebody who's going like, wow, what a great, you know, what a great health hack, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I just told you to drink water. That's it. But, you know, I always say put lemon in water because of that. But, you know, it's just like they can do it like that way. And if they're interested in getting it straight away, you know, you can always reach out to me by email. And it's easy. It's just like, you know, ask Dr. Pat, which is a lot about people used to call me, even little kids when I was 10 years ago. So go, ask Dr. Pat with that very Boston accent. And, you know, you can reach out that way at healthteamnetwork.com. You know, and just say, I'd love to have a conversation with you, but you can find the link to talk to me on my website and just make a direct connection right there.
Fantastic.
And then I have a Facebook page. I'm on Instagram. You know, it's the same Dr. Papillone, just as my name appears here, but all put together, you know, for Instagram, you know, and Facebook is, you know, Dr. Pat, same name, but the spaces, you know, for my page. And, you know, I have a personal page like everybody else does on there. And so I'm going to be doing some live presentations on Wednesdays coming up. I don't have an exact time, you know, for that, but I want to talk about, you know, like what we do, how our food affects our face, how our thoughts process and how they affect our posture, you know, and our thinking and how we interact and like, how can we up our communication so that we don't have to have, we can have less misunderstandings, you know, and, you know, how to get out of a, you know, like when you get yourself in a hole, you know, in a misunderstanding, like how to get out of it so that it's still, and in a very nice way that, you know, everyone, you know, 99% of the time it works like hot knife and a butter. So, you know, those are the like really good ways to reach out to me. And I just, you know, it's just like, I'm very accessible. It's just like, I, you know, I love, you know, I'm from the Midwest. We talk to everybody.
Yes. And, I'm from Kansas originally. So, yeah.
Yeah. We talk to everybody. And I always enjoy my conversations with people from the Midwest because it's just, there's some reason, there's like no static.
Right.
You know, exactly. Automatically. And then I just think the people from the Midwest were originally from the Midwest or had Midwestern parents. They just have a bigger bandwidth for like giving someone space just to be who they are.
Yeah.
And when you're who you are and you foster that and you water that ground, you know, then even bloom, you know, even faster, more efficiently. And you can have better results. And also, I mean, even when I work with somebody, I'm pretty accessible. I always say, like, don't text me. Just email. Now I'm, you know, I'm so text-oriented that I go, text me, you know, and I don't do, you know, do WhatsApp, but I don't use it for, coaching purposes. I'd rather be able to, like, my phone bing, I pick it up and get it handled, no matter what the question is. And I learned when I was a doctor, people ask me why I was so busy. And I said, I never said no to anybody in pain. You know, I said, you're in pain. You do not need to wait a week. And a lot of people have like, you know, they had like what the stellar doctor told me is 3 weeks to get in to see him. I said, well, that's one person you're not going to ever see or buy a Christmas present for. And I said, you can come in. I go, I'll see you. I will tell you what I think. And if I can help you, I will help you. If I can't help you, I will at least give you an idea where to go. And what kind of questions to ask. Because when you ask the right questions, this is my advocacy part. When you ask, when I have somebody ask the right questions, they get the right answers. Most people don't, when they go to their doctor's office, they only have 15 minutes.
Right.
And the first is like, so tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and they're writing away or they're listening to you or, you know, and then so you, there's a lot of like downtime that's wasted, you know, where you can just say like, you know, hey, I've got this like science-based form. And I want to know what you know about X, Y, and Z, because this is where this is deficient. How do you get it so that the chart, like I test, I don't guess. So that's my first testing, because then I can get an idea, work with food as medicine. And if that doesn't pan out and we need to do something else, then we look at what kind of blood work to do. You know, and then you can get better answers. Then you can, like, you know, people give people better those better answers. They can make better decisions.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and you can figure out like, you know, how do I make that better decision? So anyway, you contact me through LinkedIn, which I'm sure the show notes will be here, and my Facebook personal page. You can do that too. The business page and Instagram and then my website.
Fantastic. Lots of ways to connect. And I love that you're very open. I always want to ask my guests if they have a favorite quote, mantra, or some last words of wisdom that you want to leave with us.
Well, I always think I'm a team player. You know, and my quote comes from JFK, you know, 34th president, 33rd president of the United States, never good on history. But he always said, the rising tide, you know, I think that was a quote of the rising tide raises all ships.
Yes.
And so my goal is to get your ship, you, in good shape. So when the tide comes in, you can ride like the wind.
How fantastic. And I definitely think that that is a really good summary of everything that you do. Thank you for pouring so much passion into everybody and helping us figure out how we can be better, how we can live better, and get away from all of the doubts and the bad things that come into us, right? I love the fact that you really look at every part of a person. You're so holistic to figure out what is that one solution that's unique to each person. So, Dr. Pat, I really appreciate our conversation. And I know that my audience has as well. And I'm looking forward to going to your website, going to your Facebook, seeing when you start your series so that I can start doing some facial exercises myself and just learning more about everything that you do.
Thanks. I appreciate that. You know, and the course is like 11 weeks and it flies by. And I will just tell you this on a side note. You know, I didn't know how, because I designed it, and I didn't know how my open calls were going to go. Ooh. And that. But by the third week, we had a good time. We were laughing. You know, and so I was like, how do you do that? How did they get your hand, like, in that position, you know, kind of thing to do that? And also, there's a lot of good pro tips from experts. And, you know, I give a couple of myself, too. And, you know, the Qigong guy, Master, you know, he's my partner in doing this. And I go, everyone loves him. They never said, Dr. Pat, we love you. They go, I love that. You know? And so it was really a wonderful thing to see people that have that transformation. That was really great. You know, and just something simple, you know, that you can do for yourself. And
exactly.
All that self-care, self-love, you know, keep moving forward.
Exactly. And just as Dr. Pat just said, use those little hacks one at a time that can change your life. Those incremental changes.
If someone said to me yesterday, and I don't even remember saying it, but someone said to me yesterday, the biggest thing that was so helpful for them in that program was that she said, you know, I've got a lot of travel going on, like coming up and blah, blah, blah. And I said, the first thing you can stop doing is stop beating yourself up. You know, it's just like, if you don't do them in the morning, do them before you go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do them, like, you know, do like five of them in the morning, you know, when you're at that point where you're doing all of them, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, I only got like 10 minutes. How many can I get done? And then do the rest of them on your lunch break, then do them at work. I used to do them on the plane when I traveled. You know? No one ever asked me what I was doing. But I just think that we have to be like, when we're kinder to ourselves, we have a better opportunity to express even better health. And we can elevate our health. We can elevate our mind. And when we do that, you know, everybody elevates. You know, it's contagious. That's a good contagion.
That is. That's an excellent contagion. And on that note, thank you to everybody who's been listening or watching to this episode. And I'll be back again with another amazing expert to help us hack our ways to a better life.
Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplified.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.